This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A Senate committee will hold a hearing today and is expected to release new details on a plan to overhaul America's student financial aid system. Until now, proposals for what could go, stay, or change and how the federal government doles out money have been pretty much under wraps. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more.
Congress last reauthorized the Higher Education Act 10 years ago in 2008. This overhaul for the Republican lawmakers behind it is all about simplification and consolidation. The plan eliminates all loan forgiveness programs except one, income-based repayment, but it raises the percentage of annual income borrowers would pay from 10% to 12.5% and changes the time frame.
For undergraduates, they would reduce the repayment period from 20 to 15, but for graduate students, they would increase it from 20 to 30. You know, we think is very problematic.
James Quall heads the Institute for College Access and Success. He says the proposal also reduces loan options and doesn't address long-term funding of federal Pell Grants, the main source of financial aid. Mary Claire Amsalem is with the Heritage Foundation. She says the system needs to be streamlined.
Consolidating the access to federal student loans is a crucial first step in reducing college tuition costs.
If the government does pull back, it could open the door for more private lending to college students. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.